views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am talking today with Tara Janelle Walsh. She is the founder and spirit behind Soulibrate. It's a greeting card company. The cards have been sold in hundreds of stores worldwide and carry a message of encouragement and empowerment. She also is a public speaker about personal development, a personal development program that she created called Soulshalize that increases emotional awareness and inspires others to live soul first, which she believes creates soul connection, has the ability to enrich the world at large. And she writes about this in her new book, Soul Courage, Watch What Happens. So I'm very excited to have Tara on the show today. Welcome, Tara.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
Yes. Well, I always start with people's stories. So I first want you to tell your story. Why was it needed and necessary for you to find the Soul Courage, since that's the name of your book? I know that you have your own story of coming to that place of taking those courageous steps in your life to take.
Well, I first landed on it all years ago when I was struggling and in a very deep and dark spot of my life. I had a seven-year eating disorder and was just kind of whirlwinded into a severe depression. And I just lost myself. Now I don't even know if I ever quite knew myself, now that I reflect back, but I was definitely gone, distracted, nowhere to, you know, Elvis has left the building kind of thing, nowhere to be found, and just numbing out with the lack of food and withholding it, and also with abusing it back and forth. And I was put into the hospital. My sister came and, quote, rescued me, and, you know, they took me to Johns Hopkins. And when I got out, that's when I noticed and I felt, really, for the first time, and I couldn't remember how long, my feelings and life and the feelings of others and just the presence of others. And I had the experience of being in almost a world of my own. It felt almost twilight zone-ishy, very raw, just very surreal, almost as though I've walked out of a 2.5 hour matinee after being in and watching a movie for so long in the dark, but magnified, you know, 100 times over. And, you know, the feeling when you walk out and it's like, whoa, that's how it felt when I left the hospital and proceeded to feel that way. I started interacting with people and I just realized that everyone had been doing what I had been doing for years, numbing their feelings out, distracting themselves, just kind of doing versus being. And that's kind of how it all started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's so true. We're also busy and doing, and you're right. People, we do a lot of numbing out and live in our minds, you know? And so, you know, in the beginning of your book, you start off with, you know, questions we ask ourselves, you know, who are we? Why are we here? And, you know, we ask those and then we often avoid it because that goes down to having to really go down deep inside ourselves and we don't take the time to do it. We get so busy with doing things. So what does it take to make the commitment to engage our soul? And what you're talking about sort of like, you know, in our, in the book is, you know, the connecting to our making it work in our day-to-day encounters, that it's not just something we do, we meditate once a week, we go to church once a week or something like that.
I'm not sure that it's about what it takes. I think for me, it's more about our life's most important realization, where and when and what we do with it. And by important realization, I mean the time in our life when we become aware enough that we actually realize suddenly, it's like this grand aha moment that, oh my God, it's really not about my job or the outfit I want to buy at Nordstrom's or my children or that I can't lose this weight, or it's not about all this stuff around me. You know, that time that, and I don't know if anyone can even peg when it is, but of course, when we're children, we're just, you know, excited to go to school and hang out with our friends. And we don't have that consciousness door is not open. And there's some point in time in our life where all of a sudden we go, boom, wow, okay, who am I? Who am I really? What am I? And why am I here? And that, I feel, is the doorway to the opening of what you're alluding to or leading to, of getting to know and understand and realize that what I believe, we are a soul here in physical form, living in, you know, in our physical body, to experience all of life, to have the experience of it, and to feel it, all of it, not just the good stuff, and to express ourselves through it and create a sense of connection, a sense of oneness with ourself and the divine and with others. And that is the beginning, the peel of the orange, if you will. For me, it was. And that's how I feel that it is when I've seen it through anyone else.
Mm-hmm. So, and you brought up several words that I want to kind of dive into. And I'm always curious because I get a little confused because, you know, the word spirit's out there and soul. And you're talking about soul in the book title, Soul Courage. How do you define the soul?
To me, the difference is spirit is more of an energy. And I mean, I'm no theologist. And I'm just speaking for myself. To me, soul is who we are. I believe that we are all a soul. We don't have a soul, but that we are a soul. That's the essence of who we are. And that the essence of who we are knows everything it needs to know on a conceptual level, but that it comes into physical form so that it can experience it. But I believe spirit is the energy of our essence. I quite really don't know how to define the two any more clearly than that, because I'm not a reverend or anything, but that's how I view it. That the spirit is more of an essence of a energy of who we are, but our soul is really who we are in this body.
Yeah. And there's so much that, you know, it's kind of perplexing when you think about it, like, well, what is the essence of who I am and how do I find that and know it? And that's, and you kind of have a system here a little bit. And you brought up oneness and that the fact that the soul knows oneness, but has to, I think there's a statement in your book that it has to be here, come here in physicality to experience it.
Correct. Absolutely. Just as it knows the essence of most everything conceptually and then has to come and experience it. But I feel that that is what will fulfill its journey. And I feel that way because I feel personally when I feel oneness with other people and a connection with even myself and the universe, or whatever you want to call it, divine, God, whatever, when I feel that connection and I feel that oneness, I feel this sense of, okay, I get it. Everything's going to be okay. It feels like everything melts away, all the anxieties and all the stuff that's around and the mind chatter and this and that melts off, and it's an understanding deep within. So, that's been my experience, and it's also been my experience in the witnessing of others.
Hello? Yes. Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking of what you're saying, you know, and it's almost like, you know, defining for ourselves what is, we've come here to complete an agenda, our soul's agenda. You know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, what's this lifetime's purpose and what we are to learn this time, and looking at, and life tells us, shows us that, because we come into certain situations, you know, so it's like, okay, what's my agenda this time, you know? And, well, sometimes we don't know. I'm saying, you know, but we often don't know. And that's the exploration. That's that being here and living it to discover that too.
Absolutely. And I feel that the agenda of our soul is to experience oneness, but that we get to that agenda in a million and one different ways, like you just said. So maybe one day it is bumping into someone in the supermarket and giving them a hug. Maybe another way is just being alone and somehow identifying with nature and feeling connected to the redwood tree in the backyard. That sounds maybe a little woo-woo, but I mean, in a million different ways, I believe that we can get closer to experiencing and feeling and fulfilling our agenda of wanting to experience oneness. That's just my thought on it.
Yes, and so your book, and the title Soul Courage, what is the courage part of this? Because I know when you talk
scary.
About courage, it's scary. You talk about being courageous and courage being a little different.
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, when I say soul courage, what I mean by that is daring to be, daring to own, be and own all of ourself without shame or judgment, without apology, excuses, hiding, to just fully step into who we are and feel it, feel into the living of our life. So that does take courage. And anyone that's listening will understand that. It's scary to just fully be who we are in the face of everything that we're not. And also in the face of wanting to be approved of and wanting to be, you know, connected with others. But the cool part is that everyone has soul courage. I believe that everyone has soul courage because everyone is a soul. And since everyone is a soul, they encompass the essence of all of life. And they're not going to leave some people out. It's something that we're innately born with, I believe. But
yes.
Then what you're discussing is one thing to have courage, and another thing to be courageous.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to talk about that. This is Christina's. We'll come back shortly and talk more about soul courage with Tara Janelle Walsh.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Tara Janelle Walsh. She's the author of Soul Courage. And we were just beginning to discuss the difference between having courage and being courageous. So, Tara, can you walk us through that?
Yes, I was saying it's one thing to have courage and another to be courageous. Having courage is courage in hibernation, while being courageous is waking courage up. So it's like having talents. Everyone has talents, but not everyone uses them. So we all have courage. We all have soul courage, but we just might need to activate it. We simply need to activate it. Remind ourselves, and by reminding ourselves that we have it and being aware of it, is the beginning of its activation.
And it's taken a step. It's not like just, you know, okay, you have courage, you have it, but you're not utilizing it in a sense.
Right. We all have it, but it's not awake, if you will. It's in hibernation. And until we're aware of it, until we start consciously becoming aware of it and using it, then it's not alive and activated. And one thing that how I discovered to activate my courage into courageousness is through something that I call the sacred formula. Actually, it was my sacred formula. I just call it that in the book.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get into that. That's the next step. And yeah, to talk about that sacred formula.
Right. So what I noticed when I, you know, the first few months after I got out of the hospital was, gosh, I seem to be able to ignite in others this feeling when I am engaging with them at this particular level, when I'm feeling and I notice their feeling, if I actually get them to be that present to do that. And myself, I felt like I was more activated, for lack of better words, in the moment, into who I really am and living from my true self in a courageous way when I felt my feelings fully, whatever those feelings were, whether they're good, bad. There are no bad feelings, but whether I was scared, it was fear, or whether it was joyful, or elation, whatever. If I felt my feelings fully, and then I expressed them in some way, I moved into full expression of those feelings, whether I'm expressing them verbally, whether I'm crying, whether I'm laughing, whether I'm journaling, I let them out. I let my feelings out. When I did those two things, I found that is where the connection is. Aha. That's where the connection lies. The connection with myself, if I'm alone, or with the universe, or the connection with others, if I'm with them. And so my sacred formula then began feel, express, connect, then began to be that. And I started using that throughout my days, just on a more conscious level, and notice just life opening up. Notice people opening up more. Just noticing my actual feeling of enrichness in understanding what it was about more when I lived through that.
Mm-hmm. And now your first step, you know, feeling, that's probably the hardest, to be aware and conscious of our feelings. And there's so much, you know, what comes up is fear and our blocks. And so how did you work through those to, because in order to express it, you got to know what you're feeling. And what,
exactly.
Like you said in the beginning, we numb those out and there's that fear there.
That's right. And that I believe is what is holding so many people back from feeling. And that I believe is why we use things like to distract us ourselves from feeling. Like, gosh, it doesn't even need to be alcohol or a drug addiction or an eating disorder. I mean, it can even be overworking. It can even be, you know, over Twittering and Facebooking. Whatever we can find and get our hands on to distract us becomes what I call resistance technique. And it's a form of resisting, really going within and being present and feeling where and who we are in that moment. And so the first portion of this sacred formula to feel fully, I like to give everything soul words, which is fun and it might be annoying to some people, but it actually makes it easier for me to remember. So I've dubbed feel solitude. And how I began to move into that portion when I discovered, oh gosh, this does make a difference. I am more aware of who I am when I stop and I'm present and I feel. When I started to do that, then I brought more solitude into my life more often on a conscious daily basis. And by solitude, I mean just that. Not doesn't have to be being alone. It's not solitude. It's being with our soul, with our true selves, listening from within, allowing the mind chatter to walk, you know, melt away, and to just sit with who we are in that moment. And that can look like it can happen in, you know, a dozen different ways. We can be meditating if we want, but we don't have to be. We can literally just be sipping on some tea out on the back deck, or we can just be walking, taking a walk, or we can just be laying in bed and just deciding, I'm going to be with me, instead of thinking of all the things that I have to do, instead of preoccupying myself with all my fears and worries. Now, yeah, that's not easy. It takes courage. I still do deal with it now to this day, even after writing this, because I think that quite frankly, is part of life's, I don't even want to say challenge, but I believe that's part of our journey, finding more ways to connect with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you set, you know, like set up a practice, a daily practice of, you know, whether it's, you know, having that silent moment, you know, with sitting with a cup of tea or having a bath or meditating, but just to be, you know, stop the daily activities and go within and maybe just review, like at the end of the day, you review what happened and what did I react to? What was I feeling? You know, just to trigger your mind to think like, okay, what did I feel? Because sometimes we have to, you know, we'll go to bed and just like say, we can be numb and not even think about what happened our day. We just want to go to sleep. But what happened that we had an emotional reaction to that we may not have had time to think about, to understand like where it came from? Because there's always a trigger or a deep, you know, that could be a wound or just somebody said something that triggered an old response. You know, from something that happened as a kid, all those things play into that.
Precisely. And a question that I asked myself that I find might be helpful for anyone embarking on, you know, to try this out for themselves in the beginning is, what do I do with my pain? What do I do with my pain? Do I stuff it down? Do I resist it? Do I numb it? Do I distract? And how do I do that? What are my resistance techniques? And likewise, also, what do I do with my joy? Because I noticed in my journey that it wasn't just about the pain and the childhood and all those things. It was also, oddly enough, when I felt joy, when something great would happen, there'd be a side of me that would get so excited. And then, but before I could even jump up and down and go, yeah, and allow my little heart to open up and really feel it, something would stop me. I was so aware that I could literally feel physically in my body, which I now call the feeling decoder, because the body tells us everything if we're aware of it enough, that something would shut me down. No, don't feel this joy too much, too fully. It might go away, whatever. So then I soon began to see that there's fear around feeling whatever the feeling is.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I almost like that same, you know, that fear of success or failure. Sometimes we're more afraid of being successful even because... And what does it play into? Like, we don't want to show ourselves up better than somebody else. Like, if we're too joyful, others will resent that in us, and we won't be liked, won't be accepted. All those things kind of play into it too, don't they?
Absolutely. All those things play into it. And I write about that and about how we take care and manage other people's feelings because we want to stay in alignment with them, and we want to keep the approval of others so that we can keep the connection with them. Because we have this crazy idea that we'll only be connected to others if they approve of us in every moment. And we take it so far as to sometimes we even do what I call energy matching. We'll even match their energy in order, unconsciously, not even being aware of it, so that we can keep the harmony between us, so that we can maintain the connection. And there are a lot of things that I ran into that I discuss, and I hope that I bring them up so that it might bring awareness to people so they go, wow, yeah, I kind of do that too. Not to feel bad, but to just see, I didn't even realize that. And that might be holding me back from an even deeper connection with others and myself.
Yeah, and we have these patterned reactions, and you talk about that in your next, expressing the soul rendering, that we go to these, our default behaviors, and learning how to change those. And first, you have to recognize them, what were our reactions.
Absolutely.
And our expressions, instead of expressing, of acting, we're reacting, which is not the true us, not the soul.
Absolutely. And that's the second part, as we know, of the Sacred Formula, which I've dubbed soul render, which is the express portion. And it is surrendering to the full expression of the feeling that we have identified.
And yes. Well, we'll talk more. We have to take another break. We'll talk more about that. Listening to Voices of Women, we'll come back and talk more with Tara Janelle Walsh.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
One 800 323 1790. Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're speaking with Tara Janelle Walsh today. She's the author of Soul Courage, Watch What Happens. Hey, Tara, give your website information where people can find out about your work and your book.
Oh, okay. My website is soulcourage.com, soulcourage.com. And on there, you know, you'll find a blog and some cool things and the book, and you even find the Soulabrate greeting cards if you want to check those guys out too. And the book can be purchased on Amazon if you guys want to take a peek at that.
Great. Yeah, highly recommend people doing that. And so we were talking about the second part of your formula, soul rendering, and that's that express part. And so tell us more about that. How you work that in your life too.
Yeah, you mentioned something that is really interesting, and it's one of the challenges that I found, because we all know that feeling is one thing, but we can't just hold all of our feelings inside of our body, because feelings, emotions are energy in motion. So to release them, to express them out, is obviously the next step. But why isn't that easy then? If it's so logical, why isn't everyone doing it? Well, I came across a couple challenges. And one of the things that I ran into is something that you just brought up, is that we often find out that we're using borrowed energy, recycled responses, which I call our default. And our default is when something happens, it triggers us in a way, and it doesn't have to be something bad that happens. It can be anything that happens. But instead of actually feeling something genuine in that moment, we'll just pop out with our knee-jerk reaction, and you know, without even thinking or feeling into how we really feel it, we're just borrowing an old response from the past. And I noticed this happening within myself and within others. And the idea of soul rendering into the full expression of things helped me to break that cycle, helped me to bring more awareness around, oh, am I just reacting that way because that's what's been filed in my system and it's just an easy grab? Or is that really my truth, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it? Do you know what I'm saying? Have you ever caught yourself doing that, Chris?
Well, yes. I would just, there's always that question, like, am I reacting or am I, this is what I really, who I really am and my real expression.
Right. So I find that when we take a moment, bring more awareness around the actual process, first off, we identify it more and more often. And soon we'll be able to catch it before it even happens. But if we allow ourselves to, even if we have to stop, there have been so many times, and still are, where I will have an automated recycled response to something, and I might even come out and release it, express it, and then back up right there in the moment. Say, wait a minute, hold on a minute. I didn't mean that. That's actually not true for me. And then I just sink into what is the truth for me in that moment. I give myself an opportunity to surrender to that without fear, with courage, and to say it, say my truth in a loving way, even if it is scary. And that's why I dubbed that one soul render, to the soul render, the full expression of it. And there are other challenges as well, but they'll all be in the book of why it's not so easy breezy to just express ourselves and what we can do about it.
Well, and you know, it just occurred to me too that we're always trying to, is that matching you talked about, that we do a lot of appeasing, or we're trying to guess what does the other person want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being who we really are, we're trying to, you know, in our minds going, okay, will this work if I say this? Because we want everything to be smooth and wonderful and no conflict and no disagreements and all that. And instead of just, you know, if we're solid in our center of this is who I am and what I'm feeling and what I want to express, it will be received by others. That's that. Absolutely. Taking that courageous act too.
That's right. Exactly.
And that has to do also about trusting that, you know, this is correct for you, and that it'll be received when it's given in the right energetics, so to speak.
Absolutely. And it will, and we will find, I believe, that that's where we'll find the connection. But we're not going to find the connection if we keep using recycled responses and just letting things go, like float by. We're not really connecting with others then. We're just going, uh-huh, yeah, just to keep the harmony. But when we just pause and speak our truth, even if it is seemingly opposing to what the other person is saying, we could come up with some pretty darn good connections, some great conversations, and might even find that we have something more in common with the other, or might help crack something open in them or ourselves. So that's the third part of the formula, as I had said before, connect, and I've dubbed that socialize, to socialize. And socializing is a way of being. It's the daily practice of creating conscious interactions by being present and being authentic. And it's not about being social. Socializing is not about being a social person. It's about being a soulful person. It's about being full of our soul and out of our mind, and not thinking so much, like you were saying earlier, about what can I do, how can I do this, but being living from our true selves.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about, and it's that listening piece, that, you know, oftentimes when we're in a conversation, we're so busy thinking about what we're going to say next that we're not really present and listening to the person in front of us. And that, I think, is a big part in your formula, that when you shared experiences, like, you know, with your mother and other people, when you were testing out the sacred formula, you were being totally present and listening to them. And so their response to you was totally different than probably past experiences with
Absolutely.
Them.
Exactly. And out came the most insightful response from me. You know, meanwhile, back at the ranch in the old days, when I'd be contriving, what am I going to say to them in return? And I would just have some blanket statement rather than listening to them. When I would actually fully be present and listen, the perfect thing would come out, because I would be from my heart. I'd be feeling into the situation. So, yeah, that's a major exciting way to connect with someone. And seemingly so simple. But why don't we do it more often?
Well, being in our heart means we also have to feel what we're feeling.
That's right.
And there's that fear again. And so it's a constant vigilance of checking in with your heart and what you're feeling and what's really going mm-hmm. on. It is vigilance. Well, and that, so you mentioned the last of the formula, the soul connection, the socializing, and you have some guides for people to help them with that. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I've got some guides around that, because I started being just the way I conducted my life, and a lot of people were saying, what's going on? What is this socializing thing? So I sat down and I thought, what am I doing to move into this space? And so the guides that I have for that are willingness, vulnerability, gratitude, intention, and presence. And in the book, I walk through each one of those things and how I believe that that moving into and stepping into those things can enhance and ignite your journey to socializing and actually just in life in general.
Well, let's go into a little more detail about those then. I'm sure there's a lot there, and it's a large part of your book.
I just didn't know how much. How are we doing on time for the next break?
Oh, we're good. We got 3 minutes.
Okay.
We're perfect. The first one, willingness. Yeah, that's a huge step.
And it seems so like, okay, when you say it, but when you really think about it, everything starts with willingness. And even just having the willingness to be willing is willingness. And we realize that it's just a decision, that it's nothing to be scared of. Like, oh, I don't know, maybe. It's just a decision. We've got to decide one way or the other eventually. So having willingness towards anything, let alone socializing and connection, is already flowing with the current. But when we're resistant, it's like we're flowing against the current. So we're already in alignment with harmony when we just start out being willing. So that's the first guide. I also discussed that we have a willingness meter, which is another interesting thing. And it's not at all like a default. A default is like using recycled responses. But I've noticed that, you know, in my experience of how much willingness I'm putting out towards things and my hyper awareness around it, that I myself had somewhat of a willingness meter, in that I would gauge the value of what I wanted to be willing or not willing to participate in life on something that happened in the past, an outcome of the way it happened before. In other words, I would, if somebody said, hey, do you want to do this? I might think, well, geez, last time I did that, it sure was no fun. So I go, I mean, maybe all this wouldn't happen, but I always think of like Ziggy on Quantum Leap with his machine and the big cigar in his mouth, like, there's internally some kind of willingness meter inside. And we're going, we're not even aware of it. We're not even conscious of it. And we're just then going, no, I don't think I'm willing to do that. We're just coming out with our answer based on what it might have been from the past. So that can be one of the challenges with willingness.
Mm-hmm. I had a thought with that and I lost it, but it's we can make that choice. It's based on fear too. If we have more fear, we're probably less willing. Well, this is Chris Danis. We're going to take another break and we'll come back and talk more with Tara Janelle Walsh.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We are talking with Tara Janelle Walsh, author of Soul Courage, Watch What Happens. And that's what she did with her life. She watched what happened when she started using these her sacred formula, which again is soul, solitude, soul render, and soul socialize. And we're talking about these socialize, the five guides, and we just talked about willingness. And then the next one that you mentioned was vulnerability. So how does that play into this?
Oh my goodness. Vulnerability is the key to not only socializing, but I am going to go out on a limb and say that vulnerability is the key to life. Because if we're not able to be vulnerable with ourselves and be vulnerable with others, then we're just walking around with these big cloaks on, protecting ourselves like robots. And believe me, there's no connection there. So that is the gateway for connection, vulnerability. We're letting our guard down. We're saying, this is who I am. This is how I feel. And we're giving the other person an opportunity to join us in that. But interestingly enough, we've been taught the opposite for years. We've been taught that when you're vulnerable, you're weak, you know, that you've got to appear confident and stoic and arrogant, and you've got to appear like you know what you're doing and that you're pathetic and childlike if you're vulnerable. That is how we've been raised. And it's no wonder that it's a challenge and that it's scary, especially so for men, but for everyone that it's scary. So it takes mega courage to step into our vulnerability, to own it, and to actually enjoy it, to actually enjoy being vulnerable, which
well,
I
something.
Do.
Oh, that's great. But, you know, it's that vulnerability is we're afraid to, a lot of it, I think, has to do with shame and guilt, and we don't want people to see that these shadow parts of us. And actually, it makes us more human, even for a speaker to be up on a stage, if we're allowing ourselves to be fully seen and admit our faults or admit, you know, and I think actually speaking releases shame, too. So being vulnerable allows people to be with us.
Absolutely. To connect. That's where a huge connection is. I agree. And that's why it's such a huge part of my book and of Soul Courage and of socializing, of course, we can run into some things with vulnerability, just as we can run into other things. But let me tell you guys about the hidden gift of vulnerability. When we feel safe enough to be vulnerable and to live in a way, now when I say vulnerable, I don't mean like walking around with our heart on our sleeve and losing it at will. You know, I just mean being emotionally accessible and energetically available to others and to life, not walking around with a wall around us or a cape around us, a hidden cloak. So, but the wonderful gift here is that when we allow ourselves to really live from a vulnerable place, we're no longer vulnerable. We've now become invulnerable, impenetrable. We're not vulnerable because nothing can get to us, because that's just how we are. So there is a huge freedom that comes along with dropping into fully vulnerability and not being scared of that, having the courage to live from that space and then becoming invulnerable.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me, I'm reading right now The Untethered Soul. Have you read that book?
Yeah, you know, I just read that last month, and I was like, what? When I saw that he had like a chapter that said, who am I? I couldn't believe it. Like, my heart dropped. I was like, I had no idea.
It's what you were talking about, having that freedom of letting things, you know, unblock your heart, letting things pass through. Don't hang on to these things. And to be, you know, puts you almost, I just felt it connected with me in my mind, because I'm currently reading right now for a class, is, you know, being vulnerable creates that invulnerability, because you don't hang on to the stuff, and you have that freedom of it not defining you, not affecting you, not reacting, and then having others react to you and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's another highly recommended book for people to read about regarding, you know, this same topic of your soul.
Right.
And so then the last three, we kind of, I think, play together: a gratitude, intention.
Yeah, gratitude is another guide, which is the guide in itself. I mean, gratitude in itself is amazing, because it always puts us in the present moment. There's no way that we can be grateful for something. Like, Chris, I'm really grateful that I'm on this show. Thank you for having me as a speaker. Boom, that immediately puts me in this moment. That immediately puts my heart and my whole, how I am, how I feel, in the present moment. Even if I'm thinking about something I'm grateful for in the past, I'm feeling grateful or gratitude around it, and it's grounding me in the present. It's allowing me to feel who I am and what I'm feeling in the present. So gratitude is huge for not only socializing, but for life. And I one of the ways that, you know, easier said than done, right? There's been a lot of talk about gratitude, but how do we feel gratitude on purpose? And one of the simple things that I suggest is what I call a visual visit. It's just about pausing, and we can do this at any time in the day, and looking down, maybe looking down at our hand and wiggling our fingers, looking around in the room, looking at the art on the walls, the rug, our dog curled up, our children, our mate, whatever is around us at that time, even if we're at work, looking at all that's around us and going, wow, I'm here, I'm safe, I'm surrounded by beautiful people and things. And that immediately will pull us out of the mind chatter and the distance and bring us into the presence, and with gratitude. So that's a quick and easy thing. And the other guide that I came up with to move into socializing is intention. And this is a guide because if we didn't have intention around something, if we didn't create an intention around it, then everything would just be scattered and miscellaneous and all over the board. And it's a lot different than wanting. A lot of people say, well, no, I think about things that I want and that I desire in my life. But wanting just gives the act of, just returns to you the mere act of more wanting. Whereas creating an intention is like paving the way. It's like setting setting through the energy of what you intend to have. This is what I intend to have, and here is how I intend to get it. You're putting it out there. So an intention is, of course, I talk about more on that in the book, but that's a huge aspect of socializing.
Yes, and we're going to be running. We're going to be having to close in a second. So I just want to bring in, the last one I know is presence. And we talked a little bit about that, but that's just really being totally present with who you are in the moment and being aware of that. Do you have any something to add to that? It's just we don't have a lot of time left, so I don't want to get too deeply into the topic of it.
Nope, let's not do it then. That's just the last guide. Yeah,
being present. So everybody can check out her book and find out more about Soul Courage. Her website is soulcourage.com. And thank you so much for being on the show today, Tara.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's. I am Chris Stainis, the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation, and I just want to announce that we're going to have our annual Sacred Pampering Day for Women. It's a fundraiser for Women of Wisdom. It's going to be June 4th. Mark your calendars. We are looking for healers, psychic readers, body workers who are in the Seattle area to share their gifts with our community for our fundraiser. If you're interested, please contact Women of Wisdom, and our email address is wow@womenofwisdom.org. And see how you can participate. It's a great way to be with us, with other women. It's a fabulous day, a very fun day. Also, please check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a compilation of the many aspects and voices of the Divine Feminine through a lot of our participants, our artists, our healers, our speakers that have been at Women of Wisdom over the years. Well, I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on Voices of Women every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.